Again, good morning. You started with God this morning, and all will be well. Let us pray. Lord, fill me with your Holy Spirit as I speak. You are my rock and my redeemer. Amen. I could see Dory scratching her head because she doesn't want me to speak in front of you. Only Stacy, Pastor Stacy, can do it. And she told me, don't do it. But I promised to her, if ever I do it, I promise to keep my sermon short. I hope it will be a short one. I delivered about 250 sermons in La Palma in the span of 6 years. And that is not, they are not in Filipino. And there is a recurring glitch to a bilingual person like me, that when I speak English extemporaneously, the word coming out of my lips are English, foreign, but the words that are streaming in my brains are Tagalog, Filipino. So I stall, I hesitate. What is the solution? Solution is to write it down and make it short. I'm going to talk about a certain type of GPS. A navigational instrument for our lives. And most of you know or knew that I worked as a real estate and insurance agent for 30 years. When I joined this church, I was already a real estate agent and real estate. One of my clients here are the insurance, Scott and Leah. I sold the house for them, the one that they are residing right now. And Willie, I still, you have that mutual funds with you, working well. So those are the clients for my 30 years. And it took me a lot of driving. I drove a lot from around Los Angeles, even Ventura County, Riverside. But my most important tool that time was a map. There was no Google Map. In 1976, no cell phone, no car accessory called GPS, such as Garmin, TomTom, or Magellan at the time. I have to stop many times at gas stations, and I'm unsure of the location or addresses. At night, looking for directions was a challenge. To me, it meant a huge difference between making a sale or sorry, Jose. Making a sale or sorry, Jose. You know, my first name is Jose. Pastor Jose Paddy Padilla Jr. I'm thinking, what if one loses his map? Cell phones or compass while stranded in the middle of a forest after hiking? What if a ship calling, sailing in the midst of a storm, just like the one in Villa Lunada Bay, Palos Verdes State? I took this picture 2 months ago. What if a ship sailing in the midst of a storm in a vast ocean experienced breakdown in its navigational instrument and communication system? What if a Boeing jet airliner loses its autopilot and navigational instruments when about to land in a distant airport? It's not just the airline pilots. Motorists or ship captains, a thousand more who travel from point A to point B that need a working navigational system or a GPS. The same is true with our lives. And I'm going to talk about a certain type of GPS. We are all in a long journey. We need a certain type of GPS, like a manual, an instruction, and a compass to find our seemingly lost values and to reach the new Jerusalem promised by our faith. I call it my reference for hope, a reference for learning, a reference for encouragement. Many people are getting lost. Because of the superabundance of knowledge and doctrines, and from the dizzying pace of today's routines. Everything is so digital that oftentimes we are hooked to it. And lose our humanness and our humanity. We have so much knowledge, even for a toddler as 1 year old, that youngsters are overexposed and adults confused as to what are true and not true. And you add to it the proliferating fake news these days. Technology is good, very helpful. But when it goes beyond the limit, runs banana once in a while, and fails or overreaches its uses and purposes, it also affects every aspect of our life, and then we also lose our senses and directions to rightness and goodness. Regrettably, due to this new trend and our over-dependence to it, I can see that our faith are being eroded. The cultures and cherished customs and traditions appear to be on the way out and tumbling upside down. Sometimes I feel, and often I think, that the good news, the messages of grace and hope to the poor are engulfed and inundated by the alluring music and sound and videos of the modern technology. By the end of this century, I am afraid the new generation may have more civil rights and political correctness, but less faith. Less faith. That is, if we don't recalculate. This GPS is the answer to those nagging questions. If we want to pass the faith to the next generation, which our church is aiming at, we will have to recalculate, and we have to go again seriously to this kind of GPS. And what makes this new GPS unique and different from what the ships, airplanes and cars are using? This type of distinct GPS can only come from God. It's not available from Amazon or eBay. I used to shop. I love to shop eBay or Amazon. Even the most advanced technology can't build this system. The price tag of this gadget is so high, no one can afford it. But it is free, no cost. One can have it by kneeling, by praying, and believing. One awesome characteristic of this GPS is it saves. It saves life. It saves broken lives. It mends brokenness and straightens crooked ways. It is a lamp to our feet and a light to our paths. It guides and directs when our lives are battered by a storm. It recalculates for us when we are lost. Our nation and leaders need this kind of GPS. Nothing comes close to what it can do towards a fulfilled and ennobling lives. It is built to last. It won't go obsolete or need updating like mine. My GPS needs updating every 2 years. Now they have come up with a new one. You don't need to update. Lifetime updates. This one is lifetime updated, recalculating so you can reach home. It is engineered to perfection. When God does something, it's engineered to perfection. It is the ultimate machine. You can't go wrong with it, for it will surely lead you right to home, a place built by the Lord. You remember the word, unless the Lord builds the house, all the labors will be in vain. You will not be in vain when you use this GPS. Unaware, many of you are carrying it now. And that's the reason why you are here, because your GPS leads you to worship and praise God and join in our unending hymn to Him. What is this GPS all about? You're waiting for it, right? I call it as a life, moral, and spiritual compass or reference. It has three built-in features. The letter G of the GPS stands for grace, amazing, and prevenient. The letter P stands for peace, P-A-C-E, that surpasses all understanding. And S means a Savior whose love endures forever. Let's hear what John Wesley said about grace, because grace is also called unmerited, unearned favor from God, unearned gift. Let's hear what John Wesley said about grace. I quote, "It does not depend on any power or merit of man. No, not in any degree, neither in whole nor in part. It does not in any way depend either on the good works or righteousness of the receiver, not on anything he has done or anything he is, It does not depend on his endeavors. It does not depend on his good tempers. End of quote. Think of the air we breathe, the light that shines all around us, the roof over our heads, the food on our table, the shoes on our feet. These are daily forms of God's grace that sadly others have hardly noticed. I'm telling you that I have come this far. I have come this far because of this grace, His grace. Why or how I arrived this far, speaking in front of you right now at age 72 years old, alive and weaving through the intricacies and challenges of life. It is not because of who I am. I am a pastor. I am a university graduate, right? Or what I have. I have two houses. I'm driving two cars. No. And what I did. I was past president of several clubs, including the Lions Club, and part-time babysitter of twins, Ava and Jordy. No, it is not about this, my friends. It's not about this why I have come this far. I have made this far because of who I have, just like in the feeding of the 5,000 people. It's not about the 5 loaves. It can be 1 loaf or 1 fish, and yet they have Jesus. That's why they have fed the 5,000, because of what? Who they have, not what they have the time. I have made this far because it is who I have. I have Jesus. I have this GPS in my life. The letter P stands for peace. And this is, peace is not the absence of adversity, troubles, or difficulties. It is calmness in the moments of chaos or adversities. If you don't experience pain or troubles or difficulties in your life, you won't experience this peace that surpasses all understanding. In Philippians 4:7, it says, last Sunday, do not worry about anything, but through prayers and supplication with thanksgiving, let your request be made known to Him. And the peace that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and mind in Christ Jesus. Like God's wisdom, this peace is inscrutable. It is incomprehensible. It is indescribable, even to Christians like us. The Bible says you cannot understand it. This gift is imputed to us, to you, on the cross by Jesus. You receive the righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit by accepting Him. Right now, every one of you has the right to this righteousness because of Jesus. A terminally ill person living a longer life after disease has been cured, saying, "Thank you, Lord, for your goodness," is thanking God. That's great. But when one person who is suffering and hurting person with cancer and who is praying, "Lord, everything is fine with me. I am ready. Take me home." It is an example of this wonderful, inscrutable, indescribable peace. "Lord, everything is fine with me. Take me home. I'm ready." And then letter S stands for Savior. The way, the truth, and the life. You know Him. That's the reason why you are here, because of that Savior. He is the resurrection and the life, the living bread, the fountain of living water. The Word, from the beginning to end, the creations, is the perfect love that casts out fears. As Paul said, I'm no longer I. It's no longer I who live, but Christ in me, who loved me and gave himself for me. Having a GPS like this one is like carrying the Ark of the Covenant with you. You win every battle because his presence is with you. What a great tool to have Christ, who is perfect in power, in love, and in purity. Finally, because of this GPS, we will know where to put our minds and hearts in our journey from here to there. When I was diagnosed with cancer years ago, it is a lamp and the light to my feet. In the midst of difficulties and overwhelming hurts and pains, it helped me get going and moving on. Use it daily as your guide, and grace and peace will be multiplied to you in the knowledge of God and Jesus Christ. His goodness and mercy shall follow you all the days of your life. As King David said, you will have a life-changing experience the day you use this GPS. Start your day as you start today with this GPS, with God, every morning. And the reason, Lord, completeness, his safety, his soundness, his serenity, and his shalom will pulsate and flow like a fountain in your whole body from head to toe. You will see the road ahead with clarity and certainty. You'll never be alone in this vast universe, for his shalom is with you. It will be the lamp to your feet and light to your paths. Would you like to own this kind of GPS? I would. Amen.